I'd be lying if I said I don't regret anything because everything was like happened for a reason or whatever. But like, I wish I could say that. I think the one thing I regret is like just ever disobeying my parents, because it always turned out to be right. And so now I'm like, even the slightest things, like I'm leaving the house, I'm going with my friends, I think this guy's cute, like, mama, is this okay? Mama, do you like this person? Mama, is it okay if I go out? What time can I come home? And I feel like that'll set me up, and I'm so scared to lose them because then I'm not gonna know what to do. Like, I don't know who to ask. So yeah, I think disobeying my parents, I will never disobey my parents.
Something I regret doing in the past, lying to my parents. I think that was the one thing that I've always regretted, and even now I continue to remind myself that, look, this is what you used to do. Make sure that everything that you do from now on, whether it's your parents, whether it's anybody else that you come across that you want to trust, or you want them to trust in you, that you never lie to them.
I think my one main regret was not having a more open and better relationship with my parents from a younger age. I think when I reached maturity and certain, you know, introduction to wisdom. I don't want to say a level of wisdom, because I really have no level of wisdom, but when I was introduced to wisdom, I started learning that my relationship with my parents is something that I should have nurtured at a much younger age and been honest with my follies, with my triumphs, with my shortcomings and my fears. I should have opened up to them.
I've had a couple of people now in my life who I was very close to pass on. One of my childhood friends is now in a permanent coma. My grandmother recently passed away. And as I grow older, these occurrences become closer and closer together. And every time it happens, my regret is not saying I love you or I appreciate you more often. Not slowing down enough in life to spend quality time with these people.
Even if it's like little things like if I'm in a hurry at the convenience store and I was a little bit curt with the cashier, like, gets to me, because I'm like, you didn't have to, she's just doing her job, and you know, you could have been a pleasant experience for those 10 seconds or you know, unpleasant experience, and like, you made the choice to just like give her your attitude or whatever was going on with you that day. Like, I feel really bad about things like that.
I have to say that a couple of years ago when I was in high school, I used to have like a really hot temper. So probably just like, I used to like lose it in school or whatever, and you know, lose it on people and just whatever, yell or something. So like, I know some people in my high school, they have like that look at me like, oh yeah, he just gets fired up right away, stuff like that. So I wish, like, if I could go back in that time, maybe I'll try to be more calm and stuff so people don't look at me in that way.
There's a lot of things I regret, but probably it's not spending my time wisely when I was younger. I've learned this growing up, and it didn't hit me until I got a little older. And it's in Arabic, it says, الْوَقْتُ كَالسَّيْفِ إِن لَمْ تَقْطَعْهُ قَطَعَكَ. The time is like a sword. If you don't cut it, it's gonna cut you.
On the Day of Judgment, I'd rather be one of the people that's shaded, because they spent their youth worshiping Allah. And like nowadays, I'm getting closer and I'm striving for it, but I wish I started when I was younger, so now I could, you know, have more background, instead of starting now when I'm 17.
I'm at the age of 26, and while alhamdulillah, I'm a hafiz, but I still feel like I haven't accomplished as much as I should by this age compared to what others have accomplished. So inshallah, I'm taking steps to be able to financially support my family and pursue deen, and I'm taking those steps now. But I'm regret not having come far, so, you know, that far.
This is easy for me. Not bowing down soon enough. Not submitting to Allah soon enough. Too many years of not realizing that Allah is our creator. That's unfortunate. But I pray Allah forgive me for that.
I think most of my regrets are in the future. Like, for me, it's like I imagine myself as an old man thinking back on my life and asking whether or not I regret the things I'm doing now. And so there, like, that's where regret lives for me. Regret lives in the heart of an 80-year-old man in the future. So that guides me in a way, and it's sometimes scary in a way. And I guess what I worry he'll regret is that he lived a meaningless life.